This is the Slice of App Pie Show. I am Steve, your host, for some tips and tricks to help you become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? Hello, all. This is one of those weeks where I have little or nothing to say. I don't have a tutorial of the week, nor do I even have a post ready for publication. I've spent the last week trying desperately to get the Practical Auto Layout book ready for publication. I'll talk more about that later. But let me tell you a little bit about time and resistance. Time was not on my side this week. Large chunks of it were cut out due to the distraction of the World Series. Living in Chicago, distraction was a serious understatement. There are also some family issues that came up I needed to address. Neither I have control over. I didn't last week, and I don't next week. I'd like to say that they are resistance that I can barrel through, but they're not that easy. Weekends I've been catching up on my sleep for my only solution to all this, get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get things done. And I'm going to get through the current resistance. As Stephen Pressfield notes, resistance is always greatest when you are close to the goal. I'm getting very close to the goal. This is all resistance. I need to find more ways around it. No rest for the weary, I guess. In book news, I have good news and bad news. The draft of the new edition is complete. I was hoping to take care of the editing and have this out early this week. Unfortunately, Apple ruined those plans with some major changes to auto layout in Xcode 8.1. There's two that I know of. There's a new resolver button for updating frames, which I haven't a clue how to use. The second is the problem one for me. They changed the names of some of the size classes. I have a lot of rework changing anything that has a 6S to a 7 and a 6S Plus to a 7 Plus. I'm pushing up the release date for the book to November 3rd. Even if I get no sleep at all between now and then, it will be out. I also wanted to give you a warning about the new edition. I will be increasing the price to $12.99. This is due to production costs for the Amazon Kindle edition. Amazon charges me for your download by the megabyte. I can take another month optimizing images for the Kindle to make more money, or I can change the pricing structure so that there is no download charge, but I get less royalty. I'm upping the price of the book to compensate for the loss of profit. As part of the publishing contract I have with Apple and Amazon, the ebook has to be the same price on both platforms, so everywhere it will be $12.99. We have no tutorial post this week. I've been too busy with the tiny amount of time I've had just working on the book. Next week will be a very different week, I hope. Talk to you next week, and keep coding. Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.